啊，感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thanks the guidance of God. Peace be with brothers and sisters.
我们现在靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
Now we'll under the help of Holy Spirit, we'll mutually study and learn the words of God.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's first turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第八节。
Second Timothy
chapter 1 verse 8. 提摩太后书是保罗写给提摩太的最后一封信。
Second Timothy is the last letter that Paul wrote to Timothy.
我们知道新约二十七本书里面呢、啊，有十三本呢、啊、是保罗所写的，几乎占了一半。
We know that there are 27 books in the New Testament, and half of it was written by Paul.
所以保罗说、啊、你们读了我的书信就知道我深知基督的奥秘。
And therefore Paul says that if after you read all my episodes, then you will know that I am aware of God's mystery.
因为神把很多、啊、属灵奥秘的道理启示让保罗明白。
Because God had revealed many of his mysteries to Paul.
所以这些书信、啊、对我们都有非常宝贵的教训。
Therefore, these letters have many good teachings for us to learn.
保罗工作将完成，他要为主殉道。
And this was at the end of Paul's ministry.
所以他写了提摩太后书，叫提摩太赶快来，希望能够见最后一面。
Therefore, he wrote this the last letter to Timothy, asking him to come quickly so that he could see him for the last time.
那虽然提摩太后书短短四章啊，里面的道理相当宝贵。
Although there's only four chapters in 2 Timothy, but there are so many.
这是保罗对提摩太最后的勉励。
So many teachings for us to learn from, because this is the last encouragement from Paul.
叫他说要把那个从神所得到的属灵恩赐，好像火一样重新眺望起来。
That he should fend into flame the gifts from God.
鼓励他要做基督的精兵，为真道打美好的仗。
And that he should be the soldier of Christ to win a victorious battle for the Lord.
他告诉他要认识末世的危险
，and to understand the dangers of the end of days。
因为在末世的时候，有很多人呐、啊、背道行恶
，because there will be godlessness in the end of days。
但是作为一个传道人，总要努力传福音。
But as a pastor, he needs to preach diligently for the Lord.
并且要立志为福音、啊、受苦难的这样的心志。
And to have determination to suffer for the gospel.
这是提摩太后书主要的内容。
And this is a theme of this letter of 2 Timothy.
因为今天我们来谈为福音受苦的心志。
So today we will emphasize on the topic to have a determination to suffer for the gospel.
这个第八节的地方 保罗谈到两次的不要以为羞耻。
And here in just in verse 8, Paul mentioned two times not to be ashamed of.
其实在第一章里面就谈到数次。
And quite frankly, in the first chapter, he already mentioned four times not to be ashamed of.
他说叫提摩太不要以给我们的主耶稣做见证感到羞耻。
He told Timothy not to be ashamed to testify about our Lord.
也不要因为保罗为这传福音啊，被下在监里面啊，而感到羞耻。
And not to be ashamed of Paul because he was a prisoner.
十二节说啊，保罗为这传道理受了很多的苦难。
In verse 12, he says, here says that Paul have suffered much for the gospel.
他从来没有为这传福音受苦而感到羞耻。
He have never been ashamed of the sufferings that he had done, he had encountered for the ministry.
16节谈到保罗一个同工叫做阿尼瑟福。
And in verse 16, there is a co-worker of Paul named Onesiphorus.
这个人啊，他跟保罗是一个患难之交啊。
And this person have suffered alongside with Paul.
虽然保罗被下监了，但是他不以保罗的锁链感到羞耻。
So, although Paul was imprisoned, Onesiphorus was not ashamed of Paul's chains.
啊，反而到处找啊，后来找到了保罗啊，在监狱里面服侍他。
He went and searched for Paul and found him in prison and went there to serve him.
他说：“我们知道啊，一个人如果要立志敬虔过日子
，If a person wants to determine to live a holy life，
啊，要忠心啊，做神的仆人呐、啊，啊都。”要有受苦的心志
And to be a faithful servant of God, that you need to make the determination to suffer for the gospel.
说一个人如果行恶受苦啊，啊就没有什么意义。
And there's no benefit if they sin and suffer because of the sin.
啊，如果为着要锁住真道，为基督来受苦。啊，就非常有意义，而且很有价值。
But if we suffer for the gospel, then that will be very valuable.
而且将来的赏赐是非常大的。
And there will be great reward waiting for us at the end.
所以我们每一个人呐、啊，都要立志为福音受苦。
Therefore, every one of us needs to determine to suffer for the gospel.
到底什么是福音
？So what is gospel?
我们看。罗马书第一章
Listen to Romans chapter 1
罗马书一章
Romans chapter 1
十六节
Verse 16
一章十六节
Romans chapter 1 verse 16
我不以福音为耻这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的先是犹太人后是希利尼人保罗说这个福音、啊、就是神的大能力
Paul said this gospel is the power of God、
啊、所以他对福音有认识
Therefore he has an understanding of this gospel
说福音、啊、就是神要来拯救一切相信的人
He said that this gospel is the salvation that God will come to save everyone
所以这个福音、啊、先传给犹太人然后传给非犹太人
and that it will come to the Jews first then to the Gentiles、
啊、让我们能够借着福音、啊啊、因为相信来得到生命
and through believing in this gospel that we will receive our salvation、
啊、再看哥林多前书第一章
let's then turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1
18节
verse 18
哥林多前书一章18节
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却是神的大能保罗说、啊、这个十字架的救恩、啊、一般人认为这是愚拙的道理
Paul said that this message of the cross to most people is foolishness
所以他说、啊、犹太人他们是看神迹的
And that's why he says that the Jews look after the miracles.
所以他们在十字架下对耶稣说：“你跳下来嘛，你下来，我们就信你啦。”
Therefore, they said to Jesus on the cross to jump off the cross, and if you could do that, then we will believe in you.
所以他们认为说，耶稣被钉死在十字架。没有一个神迹，所以他们没有办法接受相信。
So when they saw that Jesus was crucified on the cross and there is no miracle follow, therefore they cannot believe.
但是我们知道、啊、耶稣如果没有钉十字架，我们人类就没有希望。
But we understand that if Jesus does not, was not crucified on the cross, then there is no salvation to the mankind.
因为他替我们死，才可以带给我们真正的永恒的生命。
Because only when Jesus died for us that he will bring us eternal life.、
啊、所以外邦人啊，希腊人说他们是求智慧的。
And therefore, the Gentiles and the The Greeks, they look for, they seek after.
所以他们说啊，这个十字架的道理是一个愚拙的道理。
And therefore, they said that the message of the cross is foolish.
保罗说啊，人神的愚拙总比人有智慧。
Paul says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men's wisdom.
神用人认为愚拙的道理来拯救世人，就是神的大智慧。
God used this message of foolishness in the eyes of men to save the world. This is God's mystery.
所以在人看为愚拙的道理。
So in the eyes of men, this is a foolish message.
但是对我们相信得救的人啊，这是神的大能力、大智慧。
But to those who have been saved by God, this is God's great wisdom.
因为借着福音啊，把人从苦难当中救赎出来。
Because through this gospel that we are saved from our sin.
把人从死亡灭亡当中啊拯救出来。
God deliver us from our destruction, from our sin.
所以耶稣来到世界啊，就是关系世界万民的大喜的信息。
And therefore, Jesus come to this world is to preach this gospel of salvation.
所以这个叫做福音的起头。
This is the start of gospel.
当耶稣生在伯利恒的时候
，So when Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
啊，天使对野地的牧羊人啊报喜信。
When the angels proclaimed the good news to the shepherds,
说今天呢、啊，在大卫的城里为人类生来一个救主。
That in the city of David, a savior has been born.
啊、就是耶稣基督
And that is Jesus Christ.
耶稣的出生、啊、是关乎、啊、所有全人类、啊、最大的喜信
that the birth of Christ is the greatest news to all mankind.
所以叫做福音
And therefore it is called gospel.
我们看路加福音的第四章
Listen to Luke chapter 4 verse 18
路加福音四章十八节
Luke chapter 4 verse 18
说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压住的得自由。十九节
，19，
报告神悦纳人的喜年。耶稣啊，开始传道了。
So when Jesus first sought to preach,
说神用圣灵啊膏他啊让他来传福音。
The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came to anoint him so that he could start his ministry.
那这个大喜的信息，第一个就是传给贫穷的人。
And this good news is to be preached to the poor first.
因为物质上贫穷很辛苦，没有错。
Because it is true that if we're poor in material life, it is,
当然一个人看能够得到主耶稣的救恩
，and if a person could receive the salvation of God,
啊，神也会在生活当中来看顾他们
，then God will look after their daily life.
所以耶稣说，外邦人呐、啊，求说。啊、我要吃什么穿什么
Therefore Jesus said the Gentile always ask what should I eat, what should I wear、
啊、那是我们的神、啊、生活上都会看顾我们
But our God will look after our daily life
我们可以不用衣食忧虑
We don't have to worry about what to eat or what to wear、
啊、神都会看顾飞鸟、啊、
Because God will also look after the birds and the sky
他们没有耕种没有收成
Neither have they sow or reap、
啊、神都会养活他们、啊、
But God will take care of them、
啊、所以在神的眼中来看我们比飞鸟贵重得多了
So in the eyes of God that we are more precious than the birds in the sky
当然我们靠主啊生活不必忧虑
Therefore if we are to rely on God we don't have to worry about life、
啊、不只是物质上的贫穷人、啊、心灵上贫穷的
Not only do people are poor in their material life But they're also poor in their hearts、
啊、圣经里面说、啊、人饥饿不是因为没有饼没有水
The Bible said we are hunger because we, Not because of material lacks
因为人离开了神以后、啊、心灵常常感到很空虚
Because when men depart from God That we will feel lacking in our hearts
但是心灵贫穷的人呢、啊你能够领受福音
But if those who are poor in heart we will receive gospel、
啊、神要让你在灵性上得到富足
That God will give us plentiful in our spirit、
啊、要让你、啊、 从内心里面有满足的喜乐跟平安。
That from our heart that we will be filled and
说那个被掳的要得释放。
And then here it says that those who are oppressed shall be released.
因为人犯了罪以后啊，都在魔鬼的手下。
Because when we sin, we are under the control of Satan.
人生有很多的劳苦不自由。
We have many toils in our life, and there is no freedom.
因为人要做罪的奴仆。
Because we are the slave of sin.
主耶稣要把我们从这个罪当中啊，受压制不自由当中，把我们释放出来。
And God shall deliver us from this oppression of sin.
所以耶稣说，你们会晓得真理，真理会让你们得自由。
And therefore Jesus said that we will know the truth, and the truth will release us from these oppressions.
说瞎眼的能够得看见。
And here it also said that the blind shall receive sight.
所以我们听到很多见证啊，本来瞎眼的啊，来信主以后，主耶稣开他们的眼睛。
And therefore, we have heard many testimonies that many blind they come to Jesus and Jesus opened their sight.
使徒时代有这样的见证，我们现在也有这样的见证。
This testimony happened in the apostolic time. It also happens today.
那除了这个肉体的眼睛啊，心灵的瞎眼啊，更严重。
Not only does God open our physical eyes, but also our spiritual eyes.
魔鬼把人的心眼都弄瞎了。
Because Satan have blinded our spiritual eyes.
啊，让人啊看不到真正的神的救恩。
So we cannot see clearly God's salvation.
啊，所以找不到平安的道路。
Therefore, we are unable to find the path towards peace.
主耶稣要开我们的心眼。
And therefore, God will open our spiritual eyes.
让我们能够真正神认识神在我们身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
So we could see how great God's power is upon us.
他所要赏赐给我们的福分啊，都是超过我们所求所想的。
That we will receive a blessing that surpass our understanding.
我们看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26。
《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts 26。
十八节。
18。
二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 18。
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明。从撒旦的权下归向真神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。保罗讲到他奉拜传福音。
Paul said that he was commissioned to preach gospel.
所以就是要让人属灵的眼睛能够打开来。
So to open our spiritual eyes.
因为人啊，在最终啊，好像生活在黑暗死荫里面。
Because when we live in our sin, we live in darkness.
啊，这个福音啊，要带给我们从黑暗当中走向光明。
And this gospel shall lead us from darkness into light.
所以耶稣基督的福音来到世界。
And therefore, when the gospel of Jesus Christ came to this world.
说好像那个黎明的阳阳光啊，普照大地。
Just like the light in the beginning of day on the
黑暗消失了，给大地带来光明。
Darkness will go away and light will enter the world.
所以我们认识了福音以后，我们就脱离黑暗的生活，行在神的光明当中。
So after we receive the gospel, we will depart from this darkness into light.
能够脱离撒旦的权势啊，归向真神。
That we will be released out of the power of Satan and into God.
啊，能够生活在神丰盛的恩典里面。
And that we could live under the abundant blessing of God.
啊，让我们能够称义成圣啊，将来能够在天国享受无比的荣耀。
That we will be called righteous and be holy and to enter the eternal heavenly kingdom.
我们看回来提摩太后书第一章第九节。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
提摩太后书一章第九节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
说神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。那这个恩典是在万古之先啊，在基督耶稣里面是给我们的。第十节
Verse 10.
但如今借着我们救主耶稣基督的显现才表明出来，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。人生啊，人活着最怕的就是怕死亡临到。
When a person living in this world, the most thing, the fearful thing is death.
因为死亡对人类是一个相当大的威胁。
Because death is fearful to many
people. 不管你在世上有多大的财富。
No matter how much wealth we have in this world,
啊，你有多大的成就？
No matter how much success we have,
或者是你有非常远大的计划，
or that we have great plans for our life.
但是当死亡临到以后啊，所有世上的东西呀、啊，全部都会空了。
But when death comes, everything go to zero.
所以世人最怕的就是死。
And therefore, men, the most fearful thing that men have is death.
但是说啊，借着耶稣基督的福音呢、啊，
But、
已经把死亡废去了。
But here it says that through the gospel, that God have overcome death.
哎，就是解除了人类对死亡的威胁。
And it have relieve us our fear towards death.
因为借着福音带给我们一个不朽坏、永恒的生命。
Because through gospel it brought us life and immortality.
人生在世界上所追求的福气啊，都是暂时的。
All the blessings that we have seek in this world is all temporary.
啊，这个得到了以后很快又消失掉了。
We might receive it for a short period of time and then it will disappear.
但是这个的借着这个福音啊，带给我们从天上来各样全备永远的福分。
But through this gospel, that it will bring us forever and immortal blessings.
因为帮助我们、啊、慢慢达到圣洁完全、啊、让我们跟神的性情有份。
Because it will help us to become perfect and become holy to be like in the likeness of God.
好，我们暂时在世界上居住，但是将来我们就要承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
That we might live here for temporary time in this world, but in the future we will receive that eternal glory.
所以这个福音所带给我们的福分是全备的，是永远的，是真正不朽坏的福分。
This blessing that the gospel bring us is forever, it will not be, it's immortal and...
因为把这个会朽坏的生命啊，把它消灭掉了，带给我们一个永恒的真生命。
Because God have destroyed death, that therefore He give us this eternal life.
他说这个是神在创世以前，在万古以前呐、啊，啊，神就已经预定的一个计划。
That this is a plan that God have set for us before the beginning of time.
所以借着耶稣基督啊，在十字架上成全了救恩了、啊。就把这个福音显明出来了。
That it is through Jesus Christ's death on the cross that he has fulfilled this salvation for mankind.
所以保罗对这个福音很清楚，知道它是非常有意义、非常有价值的。
For Paul has a very clear understanding of this gospel that it is very valuable.
所以他接着说啊，为着传福音啊，承受这个职分啊。啊、相当的荣耀。
And therefore he felt that to preach the gospel is with great glory.
我们看提摩太后书一章十一节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11.
一章十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 11.
所以我为这个福音啊，奉派做传道的，做使徒的，做师父。十二节。
Verse
12. 为这个缘故啊，我也受这些苦难。然而我从不以为羞耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。保罗说呢，为着福音呢、啊，承受了从神来的职分。
Paul says that for this gospel that he have received his appointment from God.
啊，为着传福音啊，得到三种职分。
That for preaching the gospel that he have received three appointments.
一个是当传道者。
One is to be a herald and an apostle.
啊，当教师啊，来教导人。
And a teacher to teach men.
所以我们知道说啊，神为着让这个福音啊，能够广传出去。
So in order for this gospel to be preached,
说神救人的恩典呢，已经显明出来。
And that the salvation of God's blessing have already
been revealed. 但是还要借着传扬的功夫啊，把这个好信息啊传播到各地方去。
But we need to still preach this good gospel to the world.
所以神会兴起很多的工人呐、啊。啊、给他们不一样的恩赐、啊、来做传福音的工作。
Therefore God will appoint many different kinds of workers to do his work of preaching.
我们知道保罗是一个使徒。
We know that Paul is an apostle.
这个使徒是主耶稣自己设立。
And these apostles are set, are selected by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣传道里的时候、啊、这些使徒都跟着他啊、来学习服事的工作。
When Jesus was preaching in this world, these apostles followed him and learned from him.
然后主耶稣给他们权柄，让他们去传道，给他们行神迹奇事的能力。
Jesus Christ gave them power and authority for them to go and preach the gospel and perform miracles.
后来耶稣复活以后啊啊、这些人、啊、得到能力就做主耶稣复活的见证人。
And after Jesus was resurrected, these apostles become the testimony of God's salvation.
他们当时所传的主要信息就是耶稣真是生命的救主，就是人类的救赎主。
And the main message that they preach at that time is that Jesus is the Savior.
第二个信息就是耶稣死而复活，战胜死亡。
The second message that Jesus died and resurrected and have overcome death.
啊，这是主耶稣选召使徒的目的。
And this is the reason that God, Jesus Christ selected these apostles.
啊，也借着这个使徒来建立教会的根基。
And it's through that, through these apostles that God built the foundation.
因为他们直接从主耶稣那里领受道理。
Because they have received the gospel directly from Jesus Christ.
所以把主耶稣的道理把它发扬出来。
But and now they have preach the gospel that they receive from Christ.
所以圣经说啊，这个教会要建立在使徒的根基上。
And that's why the Bible said the church will be built upon the foundation set by the apostles.
用耶稣基督做房角石。
And that Jesus Christ will be the cornerstone.
所以使徒的教训就是我们今天建立教会的基础。
And therefore the teaching of the apostle is the foundation of our church.
哦，保罗说啊，我们不再立根基了，这个根基已经立定了。
Paul says we don't need to set another foundation because this foundation has been set.
主要是在传道里的时候，保罗还没有信主。
When Jesus was preaching in this world, Paul have not yet
believed. 后来他还在逼迫教会。
And even at times that he was persecuting the church.
但是主耶稣升天以后啊，看到保罗这个人啊，很热心呐、啊，啊，所以用荣光全照他。
And after Jesus ascended to heaven, he saw Paul and have shined his glory on upon him.
然后派他成为外邦教会的使徒，就是把道理传给非犹太人。
And he has selected him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
啊，所以保罗啊，他说啊，他根本不配的。
And Paul says that he is not worthy to do this work.
因为他本来在抵挡神啊，破坏教会。
Because originally he was persecuting Christ and persecuting church.
所以他说他自己是一个罪恶的徒啊。
And therefore he said he is the head of this all sins.
但是没想到主耶稣还选召他，让他明白神的救恩。
But God still chose him to make his salvation known to him.
而且给他一个使徒的职分，叫他把道理传给非犹太人。
And even appoint him as an apostle so that he could preach unto the Gentiles.
所以呢，对能够承受这样的职分啊，感到非常的感恩啊，非常的荣耀。
Therefore, he was very thankful and grateful to the Lord for this appointment.
虽然为福音啊，传福音受了很多苦啊。但是他觉得这是大恩典大福气。
Although he has suffered much for the gospel, but he felt that this is great blessing, this is great glory.
所以他说我现在变成了什么样的人啊？
And now he says, no matter what I am today,
我能够为福音受苦啊，他说这个不是我靠我自己，是神的恩典在我身上来成就的。
That I could suffer for the gospel is not because of me, but the grace of God.
所以他觉得说能够成为神的使者啊，啊，这是大恩典啊，大荣耀。
That's why he felt that with because that he could be selected by God. This is great blessings, great glory.
啊，当然，这使徒的职分包括传福音呐，啊，做师傅教导人。
And of course, the duty of an apostle is to preach and also to teach.
啊，主是这个使徒是主耶稣亲自选召的。
These apostles are personally selected by Jesus Christ.
付托给他们重要的特别的使命。
And that God have gave them special appointments and duties.
所以保罗说啊，他今天所能够得到的不是因为他的行为，而是神的圣召之恩啊，从天上来的特别选召的大恩典。
And that's why Paul says that today that he could be selected by God is not because of what he does, but rather it's the grace of God.
其实啊，在他还没有出生以前啊，在妈妈的肚中啊，神就已经把他分别出来，预备他来成为神的器皿，神的工人。
In reality, before he was born, God have already destined him to be the worker of God.
所以，既然知道这个传福音的价值
，And now since we know this value to preach the gospel,
是要让人呐、得到福音的好处。
It is for us to receive the blessings of preaching the gospel.
所以啊，他说我是自由的人呐、但是为着福音，我甘愿做众人的仆人。
That's why Paul said, although I'm a free man, but because of the gospel, I am a servant of all people.
无论做什么事情啊，我就是要传福音给人啊，让人来得享啊这个福音的好处。
No matter what I do, I am to preach the gospel so that people could be benefit from this gospel.
因为他知道说啊，能够救一个人啊，脱离死亡，得到永生啊。这个价值比赚了全世界的财富还有价值。
Because he clearly understands the value to save a person from sin and into salvation is the utmost value.
他知道说这个将来在神的赏赐是非常的大的。
He knows that this reward in the future is great.
所以他受苦感到很荣耀，很光荣。
And therefore, he is willing to suffer for the gospel.
当然，我们信徒啊，信主以后，有时候也会遭一些患难。
Of course, as members, sometimes we might encounter some difficulties.
说好像那个金子啊，你要用火去熬炼。
Just like gold, that we need to be refined.
把杂质除掉，它才会成为更贵重的。精金
that we need to burn up all the iniquities so that it could be a pure gold.
我们信心也要经过熬炼然后慢慢成全完备就相当的荣耀。
In the same token, that our faith needs to be tried, and so that it will become perfect.
所以在查经的时候，有人在问说，信心从哪里来
？So during a Bible study, some ask where does faith come from?
信心啊，一方面就从我们听道理来。
Faith come from listening to the words of God.
巴迪买因为听到耶稣的事情。
Bartimaeus heard the things of Jesus.
所以他耶稣要经过的时候，他知道说拿撒勒人耶稣大卫的祖孙你一定要救我。
When Jesus passed him by, that he cried out, Jesus of Nazareth, you have to save me.
血肉的妇人啊，知道耶稣要经过。
The woman that has a bleeding problem, she knew Jesus is to pass by.
虽然她已经患病十二年，已经绝望了。
Although she has been, she has that illness for 12 years.
听到了耶稣，让她重新燃起希望。
When she heard that Jesus is about to pass by, her hope was revived.
所以她心里说，我摸到耶稣的衣服我的病会得医治。
Therefore, she thought to herself in her heart that if I could touch the garments of Jesus, my illness will be cured.
所以听到有关耶稣的事迹听到有关的见证会帮助我们 建立信心。
So when we hear all these things, all these testimony about Jesus Christ, it will help our faith.
我们的信心呢，要经过锻炼啊，才会越来越成熟，越完美。
And our faith needs to go through some trials so that it could be perfect.
所以有时候借着各样的环境啊，来熬炼我们。
And therefore, we will go through many different kinds of environments.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就祷告靠神。
And when we encounter some difficulties, we need to pray.
从生活当中啊，去经历神。
And through our life, our daily life, that we experience God.
靠神帮助吧，让我们解决很多的困难。
And through relying on God, that God will overcome many
difficulties. 我们有了
体
验以后，我们信心就会慢慢的增长。
And once we have these experiences, then our faith will grow.
遇到了大困难，就到说，我祷告靠神，神是信实的，神是全能的。他值得做我的信靠。
On the great tribulations that we will rely on God, we know the power of God and can completely rely on
Him. 所以会生出信心来，把我们的困难啊，全然的交托在神的手里面。
Then we will have faith to put everything in the hands of God.
另外一方面呢，这个信心呢，也要求主耶稣加添给我们。
And another side is that we also need God to give us some faith.
好像使徒他们呢、对于他们所要传的
For example,
是一个死人复活。
For example, what the apostle was to preach is this.
其实这个是他们本来啊，他们也是感到怀疑的事情。
That that men can resurrect, and sometimes they were also confused about this message.
但是他们有了很多经历，神又帮助他们加添他们的信心。
But they have many experience, and God has strengthened their faith.
所以他们就勇敢地传扬。
And therefore, they were able to preach this.
有一个爸爸，他带着儿子啊来找主耶稣。
There's a father that brought his son to seek Jesus.
因为耶稣在山上啊，所以他就找到耶稣的门徒。
Because Jesus was up on the mountain, therefore they found Jesus' disciples.
耶稣的门徒啊，没有办法把这个鬼赶出去。
And the disciple was not able to cast out this demon.
当耶稣从山上下来的时候
，When Jesus came down from the mountain,
他就把那个孩子带到主耶稣的面前。
And they brought this child before the Lord.
说我们这个孩子生病好苦哦。
And that this child suffered much because of this illness.
你能够做什么的话，求你能够帮助我们。
And if you could help us, please do.
耶稣说啊，只要能够信，在信的人凡事都能。
Jesus said, if you could believe in those that believe, everything is possible.
所以不是耶稣的能力的问题，而是你有没有信心。
It is not it's not matter of whether Jesus have power or not, but rather it's your faith.
这个爸爸就马上说啊，我相信啊。
And so this father says, I believe.
但是我的信心还不够。
But please help my unbelief.
所以求主耶稣帮助加添我的信心。
And he asked God to strengthen his faith.
所以我们这个信心要进步啊，一方面要常常听道理。
So in order for our faith to grow, we need to listen to the words of God.
一方面啊，在生活当中啊，接受神的操练。
And also to be tried by God.
另外一个就是借着神的灵把这个信心啊赐给我们。
And then also through the Spirit of God that we ask Him to strengthen our
faith. 让我们能够对主有真正的认识。
So that we could have a clear understanding of God.
无论遇到任何的环境啊，我们都愿意啊，为主受苦。
No matter what situations that we encounter, that we are willing to suffer for the Lord.
保罗所以不以为无因为羞耻。
And therefore, Paul says that I am not ashamed of the suffering.
有一个他得到能力的源头。
Because he have found this source of his power.
就是他对自己所相信的是谁非常肯定。
Because he is convinced of who he believed in.
因为他说我知道我所信的是谁。
Because he says that I know who I have believed.
所以我可以把我所有的交托在他的手里面。
And he is able to entrust all things in him.
我也完成忠心的完成主耶稣 稣托付给我的使命。
And have faithfully completed all the appointments from God.
因为他知道啊，他所拜的是全能慈爱的神。
Because he know that he believe in a powerful and merciful God.
生命的主宰。
And he is the master of life.
人一生的祸福啊，尊贵卑贱，都在他的手里面。
All our lives in the control of God.
所以对神有很清楚的认识。
Therefore, Paul had very clear understanding of God.
所以他可以完全的交托在神的手里。
And therefore, he is able to entrust himself unto the Lord.
所以主要努力传福音。
So he just make his effort to
preach the gospel. 可以把自己的生命交托在神的手里面。
That he entrust his life unto the Lord.
啊，把自己所要的工作交在神的手。
All his work is entrusted in the hands of God.
啊，把自己的家庭儿女完全交托给神。
And entrust his family, his children into the Lord.
啊，因为你能够完全的信赖交托啊，你就没有什么忧虑。
And because you are able to completely rely and entrust, therefore you have no worries.
所以圣经里面说啊，有一个穿白衣的，在这个七个灯台当中行走。
And therefore, the Bible said there is one that wear in white garment, walking around the seven lamps.
啊，当然这个是主的主耶稣在他的教会里面做王。
And this means that Jesus is the master among his churches.
所以他的右手里面呢、啊、有七个星。
That in his right hand there are seven stars.
啊，这个七个星啊，就是教会的使者。
And this seven star represents the seven messenger of
the church. 所以教会的弟兄姊妹，教会的工人啊，他们都在主耶稣的手里面。
Therefore, the workers of the church are all in the hands of God.
啊，所以主耶稣可以把他们保存的非常的。完全
so God will protect them and keep them as whole.
主的，我们去信赖交托
and therefore that we could completely rely on entrusting God.
所以耶稣说啊，那个飞鸟，耶稣都看顾他们了。
And therefore Jesus said that I will even take care of these birds in the sky.
如果主耶稣不愿意啊，说他们不会掉在地上。
And so if God is not willing, they will not drop from the sky.
所以我们比飞鸟贵重的多了。
And because we are much more valuable than
these birds. 所以我们的头发，主耶稣把我们算过。
That God have already counted every single hair on our body.
所以虽然遇到很大的患难，遇到很大的逼迫。
And although we have encountered many trials, tribulations.
如果主耶稣不愿意啊，我们不会受伤害的。
That if it is not God, if God is not willing, we will not be harmed.
啊、所以主耶保罗就说啊
，And therefore Paul said
啊，他说啊，如果按照自己的意思，他情愿离开世界跟主同在。
That if it is according to his will, he is willing to with God.
因为他知道这是个好得无比的。
Because he know that is the greatest value.
啊，他对腓立比的教会说啊，现在我知道我还会活下去。
He knew that he said to the church of Philippi that he will live on.
因为耶稣还有工作让我做。
Because there are more work for waiting for him to do.
因为他说，活着对你们更是要紧啊。
That he that it is more important for him to be alive for them.
啊，可以让你们在真道上又长进又喜乐。
So that they will grow and be joyful in the gospel.
所以我们如果还有神的使命在我们身上
，So if we still have missions from God,
甚至你遇到了很重的病痛或者很大的危险
，Even if we encounter great tribulations and trial,
神还要你工作，你不至于丧命。
That if God need you to continue your work, God will not take
your life away. 假如我们工作完成了，主耶稣要接我们回去，那也是非常荣耀的事情。
Now, after we've completed our work and God wanted to take us back, that is a very glorious thing.
我们啊，就在神的主耶稣的右手当中。
Because we are in the right hand of God.
所以可以把我们的生命，把我们的一切啊。能够交托在他的手里面。
And that we could entrust our life and everything onto the hands of God.
他说我们也要忠心的完成主耶稣托付给我们的。
And we have to faithfully complete what is entrusted to us.
主耶稣托付给我们的就是传福音的使命。
What God have entrusted us is the mission to preach the gospel.
主耶稣托付给我们的就是纯正道理的规模。
What God has entrusted us is the perfect gospel of salvation.
所以作为一个忠心的神的仆人，就把主耶稣托付给我们的东西牢牢地锁住。
And as a child of God, that we should carefully
然后努力地去完成主耶稣的交托。
Look after what God has entrusted to us.
虽然有时候为着这样会受苦。
And sometimes we might suffer for this.
但是对一个忠心的神的仆人来讲，
But as a faithful servant of God,
因为将来你要承受的那个荣耀实在太大，没有可以比较的。
But what you will receive the reward in the future is too great.
所以你现在所受的苦是自战自清的苦。
So this suffering that you might encounter today is only temporary and it's minute.
所以我们看到保罗这么受那么大的苦。
So we see that Paul have encountered so much sufferings.
但是他说啊，如果要跟将来所要承受的荣耀相比啊，这个苦啊根本就不值介意了。
But he said that this suffering, if to compare with the reward and the glory in the future, it's minute.
我们看到主耶稣啊，忍受十字架的苦。
And therefore, we see that Jesus have endured the suffering of the cross.
知道成就了以后啊。所得到的荣耀真是很大。
But he knew that once it is complete, then there will be great glory and reward.
所以他说，看到自己劳碌的果效，他就心满意足了。
And he saw the fruit of his labor, he was satisfied.
所以他就轻看了十字架的苦难。
And therefore he looked the suffering on the cross is not matter.
使徒知道说啊，为主受苦这是有意义的。
And the apostles knew to suffer for the Lord is beneficial to them.
所以为着传道理被下监被鞭打。
And therefore, for the gospel, they are imprisoned and they are,
出来以后啊，说非常的欢喜啊。
And after they come out of this prison, they are very joyful.
因为他们觉得说，我们有能够为主耶稣啊。受苦啊，感到很荣耀。
Because they feel that they can suffer for the Lord, and that's very glorious.
所以保罗啊，虽然为传福音忍受苦啊，被鞭打，被下监。
And so Paul, for the gospel, he was imprisoned, he was flogged.
他觉得这是非常荣耀，因为有神荣耀的灵在他们身上。
He felt that all the suffering is very glorious because God's spirit is with him.
所以在苦难当中啊，他们不住于失落盼望。
And therefore, in tribulation, they don't lose their hope.
而且更加坚定守住神的道理。
And that they are more convicted to hold on to the gospel of Christ.
我们看提摩太后书一章十三节。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
提摩太后书一章十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心呢、啊，常常守着。十四节
，14。
从前所教托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵啊，牢牢的守住。保罗勉励提摩太说，要守住正道。
Paul encouraged Timothy to guard the good gospel。
好像他最后讲的说。那个所信的道我已经锁住了，我现在要领受公义的冠冕了。
That he has guarded the gospel, and now he will receive his reward.
这个道理如果锁不住啊，你一切的劳碌最后就落空了。
If we cannot guard this gospel until the end, then all our toil is in vain.
所以要坚持起初的信心到底啊，你就在神的国里面有份啦。
If we could guard our gospel until the end, then we will have part in the eternal kingdom of God.
所以人会改变啦，神的道不会改变的。
Man will change, but God's word will not change.
他说这个纯正的话语啊，这是一个规模，一个模型。
And this perfect gospel is a structure.
我们在造东西啊，有时候都要先一个模型。然后用那个模型去制造很多很多的产品。
That we will create a mold to create many different the items.
负责品管的就是说你这个造出来的成品是不是跟我们本来那个模型一样。
And the person, the QA person will look at the items that come out of this mold, whether or not it's the same as the
mold. 来检验啊，这个产品是不是合格。
And to see whether or not this certifies the same the same.
所以使徒所传的道理啊，这是一个基本的模型。
And so the gospel that the apostle preached is a this molding.
是我们在检验啊，合不合格啊，是不是神的道理的一个标准。
And this is the standard to see the preaching of God.
他说这就是所交托给你的善道。
And this is what the good gospel that is deposited
in us, entrusted to us. 就是那一个
And this is the perfect truth.
也能够让我们得救的生命之道。
And this is the truth of life.
说这个要牢牢的守住。
And that we need to guard this truth.
我们说啊，你没有守住啊，你到最后你的冠冕就落空了。
If we do not guard this truth, then at the end that we will lose our crown of glory.
我们要怎么守住这个道理？
And how do we guard this truth?
第一个说要信心。
First is that we need to have faith.
因为我们听了道理以后，你要用信心去调和。
Because after we heard the words that we need to have faith to mix.
好像你吃了东西以后啊，你要用唾液啊把这个东西啊调和。
Just like when you eat something, you need your saliva to moisturize it.
你吃下去以后啊，才能够成为你的营养，来帮助你身体健康。
And after you eat it, then it will, you will draw nutrition from the food.
我们听到道理，这是神的道，我们就甘心领受接受。
We receive, we heard this truth that we receive it with gratitude.
常常在我们生活当中去思想。
And in our life, in our daily life, we ponder upon this.
然后把它行在我们的生活当中。
Then we will practice in our daily life.
我们的灵命就成长了。
Then our spiritual life will grow.
说那个以色列人在旷野当中听到了很多的道理。
So like the Israelites, they heard many gospels.
看到很多神的作为。
The words of God in the wilderness.
但是他们没有信心跟所听的道理来互相的调和。
But they don't have faith to mix with what they have heard.
所以他们信心呢、啊、建立不起来，最后一个一个扑倒在旷野当中。
Therefore, they are unable to establish their faith, and they fall in the wilderness.
所以这个信心啊很重要。
Therefore, this faith is very crucial.
再来说要有爱心。
And secondly, is that we need to have love.
因为爱心是一种行道的力量。
Love is a strength in practicing the words of God.
你如果爱你的父母，父母亲跟你讲的话，你会听，要这照着做。
If you love your parents, that whatever your parents tell you, you will do accordingly.
我们如果爱神，神讲的话，我们就会很看重，跟着照着去做。
If we love the Lord, then we will follow what the Lord have commanded us.
所以主耶稣说，有了我的话啊，就去遵行的，就是爱我的。
And therefore Jesus said, those who love me will follow my commandments.
啊，爱我的我就爱他。
And those that love me, I will love him.
我就跟他显现。
And I will appear to him.
所以呢，我们爱神啊，说爱慕神的话。
And therefore, because we love God, we love the words of God.
再来说要靠着圣灵把神的道守住。
And that later we need to, through the Holy Spirit, we will guard the words of God.
因为圣灵会帮助我们明白一切的真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will help us to understand all the words of God.
所以圣灵充满了，所以让我们满心注到神的旨意。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will have a clear understanding of the words of God.
圣灵会帮助我们自属肉体上的情欲。
And the Holy Spirit will help us to destroy our
desires. 让我们有力量把神的道行出来。
And that we have strength to practice the words of God.
所以保罗说啊，我们要用信心，用爱心，靠圣灵把神的道守住。
Paul said that we need to guard the words of God with our faith and with our love.
最后保罗谈到两种不一样的信徒。
And lastly, Paul mentioned about two different type of members.
因为保罗最后啊，他在传道旅途当中啊，又被抓了。
And because Paul at the end was captured and imprisoned again.
啊，在以弗所那边啊，也有一些信徒啊，有教会的信徒。
And then in the Church of Ephesus, there are the different type of believers.
因为他们怕跟保罗啊有一种关系会受影响或受连累。
They don't want to be related to Paul so that they will not be captured and imprisoned.
所以他们不敢出面作证，其实保罗没有行过什么恶事啊。
And therefore they are afraid to come out to testify on behalf of Paul.
那所以这里有谈到两个人，可能就是当地教会的领导者。
And therefore, here it talks about two people that are might be the leaders of those local churches.
可能他们对这个真理啊，是非不是很清楚。
They might have a different understanding or confusion about this truth.
另外一方面呢、啊，可能他们缺乏维护真理正义的勇气。
And they also a lack of the courage to guard this truth.
所以保罗说啊，在当地的人呐、啊。很多人都离弃他了。
And that's why Paul says that though the many of the local church believers have departed from him.
但是另外有一个人叫做阿尼瑟夫。
And there's one person called Onesiphorus.
啊，这个人却不一样。
He is different from
others. 因为他知道说啊，保罗传福音受苦，所以他不以保罗的锁链为羞耻。
He knew that Paul has suffered for the gospel and he is not ashamed of his chains.
说他在以弗所的时候服侍神的工人。
When he was there to help the workers in the church of Ephesus.
后来保罗被抓了，他又跑到罗马到处的找。
And when Paul was captured, that he went to Rome to
look for Paul. 就在那边了，侍奉他。
And when he found Paul, he stayed there to serve him.
所以他的举动啊，保罗很受感动。
And therefore, Paul was moved by his what he have done for him.
所以他说，求神啊，将来在末日的时候，神给他纪念他，给他赏赐。
And that's why he hoped that God will remember him and give him his blessings at the end of the days.
他说我们看到两种不一样的信仰。
So we see two different type of faith.
有了在那个患难当中啊，持守信仰。
One is that they will endure and hold fast to their faith.
啊，在患难当中啊，能够显出那个弟兄啊。那个真正的情分。
And even in trials that they will even show their brotherly love to one another.
所以我们在信仰的过程当中也是一样会遇到各样的考验。
And in our walk of faith that we will encounter many different type of trial and tribulation.
所以我们要进到神的国有时候也会经历很多的艰难。
And that in order to enter the kingdom of God that we will encounter many sufferings.
但是我们知道主会把我们在患难当中救赎出来。
But we know that God will deliver us from these trials and tribulations.
不只是让我们脱离各样的患难，还要救我们到永生的天国。
And it will deliver us from these sufferings, but also bring us into the eternal heavenly kingdom.
所以要紧的就是我们要在要所到忍受各样的患难一直到底。
Most important is to guard our faith and to endure all sufferings until the end.
我们就能够在神的永生里面有份了，就能够承受那个荣耀的冠冕。
We will have part in the eternal kingdom of God and to receive that glorious crown.
唱诗398首。
Let's sing hymn
339. 398.
398.
们现在来祷告。
We now kneel down to pray.
啊，感谢主的恩典，在生活当中不断的施恩看顾我们。
God, thank the grace of God that He have continued to bless us.
哎，求主能够保守我们一生一世都在主的恩中。
We ask God to guard us in our life in His grace.
我们因为软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We also pray for the brothers and sisters who are
身体病痛的，求主耶稣特别看顾。
And especially pray for those who are physically ill.
连线软弱的，求主耶稣啊，能够带领他们迷失的，求主耶稣让他们呢、啊、有机会回头。
And those who are spiritually weak, that God will strengthen them. And those who are lost, that God will bring them back to the pen.
啊，我们也为我们自己的信仰祷告。
And let's also pray for our own faith.
啊，求主耶稣坚固我们的信心。
Ask God to strengthen our faith.
哎，求主看顾我们。的家庭
and also to look after our family,
让我们的下一代，我们的家人都能够储守在主的恩典里面。
Our next generation, our family members will guard their faith in the Lord.
我们为这些事情来祷告。
So I pray for these matters.
求主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless every one of us.
一起祷告。
So kneel down to pray.